This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sunil Awasthi. The Albanese government says its plans to force large gas companies to pay more tax achieves the right balance. Key crossbenchers are pressuring the government to lower the deductions cap further than is currently proposed. The Greens, two Jackie Lambie Network senators, and Independent Senator David Pocock have agreed to pass the reforms if the cap is lowered. The bill caps tax offsets at 90% of assessable income, but these crossbenchers want this dropped to 80%. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the government expects to get the bill through the Senate in its current form with the coalition's support. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the decision by the United Nations Cultural Agency not to declare the Great Barrier Reef in danger reflects the government's commitment to combating climate change. UNESCO has been considering whether the reef should be added to its list of World Heritage in danger, with a conclusion due in September. The draft decision says significant progress has been made by the current and former Australian governments, but warns the reef remains under serious threat, and urgent and sustained action is essential in order to improve the long-term resilience of the site. Mr. Albanese says the decision indicates Australia's efforts to combat the effects of climate change are being recognised internationally. Overseas-trained doctors are set to be fast-tracked to work in communities across Australia facing GP shortages. The nation's peak body for general practitioners says it will simplify its processes for international medical graduates as it tries to get more GPs into communities that need them sooner. The assessment and accreditation processes will be easier for applicants, the minimum time for their training reduced, and the type of training considered applicable widened under new measures to be brought in by the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners. A former childcare worker has been charged with 1,623 child abuse offences against 91 children after an Australian Federal Police investigation. The AFP has issued a warrant for the arrest of a 45-year-old man in relation to these charges. The charges include 136 counts of rape and 110 counts of sexual intercourse with a child under 10. The alleged offences took place in Brisbane, Sydney, and overseas between 2007 and 2022. If you or someone you know needs support, contact Lifeline Crisis Support on 13 11 14, Suicide Callback Service on 1300 659 467, and Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800. Anyone seeking information or support relating to sexual abuse can also contact Bravehearts on 1800 272 831. Or Blue Knot on 1300 657 380. In football, Australian striker Caitlin Ford says the Matildas are well set for the knockout stage of the Women's World Cup. Australia has qualified for the knockout stage with a 4-0 victory over Canada in Melbourne that has ensured they finished top of Group B. They'll now play the runner-up from Group D in the round of 16 next Monday night in Sydney. The runner-up in Group D will be determined later today. It will be one of England, Denmark, Haiti or China. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This has been SBS News in Easy English.